You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race card at Navan on this Sunday, 19th of February. We've got 3 graded races for you. The Flying Bolt is the first of those at 2:40, small but select field there. Then we get the big hurdle race of the day, in which Gordon Elliott's Sutton Place gets the chance to back up his victory on his seasonal reappearance. Impressive he was as well. And then we're on to the big chase later on the card. The 10-up Novices Chase, surely going to be a grueling encounter on heavy ground over 3 miles. 9 runners go to post there in that grade 2, and plenty of Cheltenham aspirations very much on the line. Gordon Elliott has got a really fantastic record here at the County Kildare venue, and it looks as though he's got a very strong hand here this afternoon, beginning in the first race with Broken Soul. Now, those that fancy Melon for the Supreme Novices Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival in 3 weeks' time, and many do, we'll be hoping that this gelding by Beneficial boosts the form, because he was the one who made some kind of race of it with Willie Mullins' Charge last time out at Leopardstown. Prior to that, he'd beaten stable companion Oakley Hall in pretty convincing fashion in a bumper. And with that runner-up Oakley Hall going on to score subsequently, that form of that race looks fairly solid in the context of this. There doesn't appear to be too many strong contenders in the lineup against him, certainly on form anyway. Perhaps Miss Mardan is the only logical horse that we can see giving Broken Soul a race, because she chased home Augustine the last time that we saw that particular individual at Nace. That was back on the 28th of February. That wasn't a bad run either, because Mossback and Jets, this third and fourth, are quite highly regarded by their set of connections. So this mare has definitely got to be factored into the equation. But it's all about Broken Soul. He looks a nice horse. He looks a proper chaser in the future. And hopefully he'll get back on the winning track in the opener.
Race 2.
Gordon Elliott has got a terrific record here at this track, and he's got every chance of winning the second race in the shape of Baldark, which is my nominated choice here. Now, there should be plenty of pace in this race, albeit there's only 4 runners, because Edna Bulger's Charge, Bally O'Sheen, as we saw last time out when he made all the running, is very much a trailblazer and a horse that runs on his nerves from the front. Now, he's likely to set off at a decent gallop and make sure that there's a strong pace throughout. And that definitely suits Baldar, because he comes from the background of plenty of hard-knocking handicap chases in recent times. And when there has been plenty of pace on in those races, including last time out at Fairy House when he beat a pair of Brown Eyes going away in the closing stages, he's very, very effective. Now, time figure-wise, because this horse has been running in some really decent handicaps, he's obviously generated some decent numbers next to his name. And I just think he's grown up in recent times. Of course, he's got a little bit to find on the form with Identity Thief, who beat him fair and square early on in the season in the Craddock Stand back at Punchestown. But I do think Gordon Elliott's Charge has come of age since then, whereas Identity Thief, to be fair, has had one or two issues. Obviously, he pulled up 2 starts ago at Leopardstown when he struck into himself. Unfortunately, he blotted his copybook next time out when unseated rider at the first at the same venue. So at the moment, there's a little bit of a shadow over Identity Thief's overall well-being in chases. So in a race where Baldark has got the fewest convictions of the field and he's likely to get the race run to suit, I think Gordon Elliott's Charles has got every chance of picking up the pieces there late on.
Race number 3.
Right, on to race 3 then, which is the Boyne Hurdle. This race sees the next race on the stepping stone or the ladder on the upward curve of Sutton Place. Now, I've got a massive amount of time for this horse. I was asked in many sort of forums and columns here, there and everywhere, beginning at the start of the season, a horse to follow for the season over in Ireland. And one of the first horses that jumped off the page was Gordon Elliott's Sutton Place. I was at Fairy House when he won his final race last season, and it was all about stamina, really, because he had to quicken up on several occasions to beat a hugely progressive field, such as Royal Caviar, Wound Over Germany and Jet. and he did it in the style of a horse that should have a very, very bright future. On his seasonal reappearance at Native of the Day, couldn't have been any more impressive. Off the back of strong fraction served up by Ivan Grozny in Super Sunday, he absolutely sauntered to the front, as easy as you like, going down to the last, and he won pulling a cart on the running. Now, that was the first time he got the tongue tie on, which is on again today. And I do really feel that this horse is actually missing the boat this season. In a wide-open champion hurdle, I don't think this horse would be out of place in a Grade 1 strongly run event over 2 miles. But he is being looked after. Obviously, he's in the right hands. Perhaps something like the Grade 1 at the Punchestown Festival might be in line for him as the season progresses. But this race definitely gives him a good opportunity to continue his progression. And albeit he's over 2 mile five, a distance he's never covered before, the way he stays on in his races leaves me no other opinion that he'll definitely get the trip no problem. So Sutton Place, very strong choice there in the Boyne Hurdle.
Race 4.
On to the 340, which is the Martinstown Opportunity over 2 mile six. And it's a very complex looking affair, other than Gordon Elliott's right down the middle. Now, this horse could be extremely well handicapped on the pick of his old form. Of course, he used to be with Michael Mulvaney. And in his pomp, he's finished in the frame against the likes of the Game Changer, Lord Scoundrel and Chantou Flyer over fences. He's also got some decent form over the hurdles in the marks in the round, the 120 mark. And obviously off a mark now of 117. Off the back of that eye-catching run on his first start for Gordon, which came in the in that very competitive 2.5 mile handicap at Leopardstown back in the middle of the January. He's obviously got every chance of being hugely competitive here. Backing behind him that day were horses like Lake Takapuna and Clarecam. So that form doesn't look too bad in the context of this race. Doesn't appear to be too many well handicapped horses against him, so it's just a case of whether Gordon's got him fully tuned up and ready to rock and roll. Now he goes back over the smaller obstacles. If you're looking for a couple at a big price, perhaps Mad Brian and Futuramic you might consider these two. Particularly Futuramic, who's got a decent record here at this track, and of course he ran well behind the Jazz Singer back in November, and that was the race that Mad Brian also finished fifth in. They are both course specialists, and it wouldn't surprise me if at least one of those two made the frame at big odds. But it's all about right down the middle. He should, in theory, take this off his current mark.
Race 5.
On to the big chase of the day then, which comes up in the shape of the 10-up Novices Chase. It's a Grade 2 contest at 4.10, and we've got 9 strong runners going to post here. There's bound to be plenty of pace on, because we've got the likes of the front-running Capello Bourgeois, Haymont and Velocity Boy all likely to vie for the front-running role. And that should, therefore, set it up for a horse who stays particularly well. And on the evidence of what we saw here last time out, look no further than Annabelle Fly to step into that bracket. He got a very strongly run race that day, and he was too powerful in the latter stages, amazingly, than a genie in the bottle, who I thought was very much a 4 mile National Hunt chase horse. And it, perhaps indeed is still that is still the case. Amazingly, this horse managed to outstay Noel Mead's charge in the latter stages when it looks as though a genie in the bottle had got it in the bag going down to the last. So he definitely transformed his career into a little bit of an iffy profile, courtesy of a poor run at Kempton, to now one of a horse who you know you can rely on in a 3 mile slugfest, which he's likely to get this afternoon. So Annabelle Fly, off the back of that run last time out at the sister track Nace, has got every chance of taking this Grade 2 affair at 4.10.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest then. Once again, Gordon Elliott has got a strongly fancied favourite in the shape of Hole in the Wall Bar. Once again, this horse has benefited from the skills of Gordon, as we can see by his latest 2 or 3 efforts. Finished once out of the frame in his last 4 starts, and of course that was when he fell on his last start at Fairy House, when he was going particularly well down the back straight. Prior to that, he'd won in convincing fashion at Down Royal, and he looks particularly well handicapped here going back over hurdles. Jack Kennedy is on board, and this strong travelling type really should take this contest if he's in anywhere near the same kind of form he was at Down Royal 2 starts ago.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, and again it's the Gordon Elliott theme which we're talking about. He's got a very highly regarded horse from the point-to-point fields in the shape of Polly Roy, who cost amazing €300,000 off the back of that victory in between the flags on his last start in November. So obviously Connections are very keen to get with this horse. They've got a good sort of background of buying the right types from the point-to-point fields, and Jamie Codd's been booked to do the steering as well. And in a race that won't take a great deal of winning, because most of these in all fairness, are from the same sphere. The only one who's got a little bit of form in recent times is Impact Factor, who finished third behind one of Joseph O'Brien's Danny Cork on his racecourse appearance. But it's all about Polly Roy, and as the market suggests, he should really justify his position at the top of the market. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. It looks like it's going to be another extremely profitable day for Gordon Elliott. I'm certainly hoping that that is the case, with most of my selections coming from his particular stable. Good luck with your betting today, and we'll catch you again on Friday when we're going to take a look at Dundalk's all-weather card on the evening. Thanks very much for listening, and it's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.